This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The remaining members of a U.S. missionary group who were kidnapped 2 months ago have been freed. The spokesman for Haiti's National Police confirmed that the hostages had been released, but did not provide additional details. In a news conference held on Zoom Thursday, the Reverend Ron Marks said he doesn't know the specifics of the condition of the 12 hostages who were released.
From what I gathered, they were treated relatively well. I'm still waiting to hear the rest of their story. I'm sure they weren't treated supremely. You know, life in Haiti is hard, even at its best.
A convoy of at least a dozen vehicles, including U.S. Embassy SUVs and Haitian National Police, brought the missionaries to the Port-au-Prince airport late Thursday afternoon from the group's offices in Titanyen, north of the capital. The missionaries were kidnapped by the 400 Mawozo gang on October 16th. Two of the hostages were released in November and three more earlier this month. The U.S. Senate has given final approval to a bill barring all imports from China's Xinjiang region. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Senate has given final approval to a bill barring all imports from China's Xinjiang region unless businesses can prove they were produced without forced labor. Senator Marco Rubio.
It basically says that you can't import products into the United States that are made by slave labor.
He adds it's already illegal.
It's been that way since the 1930s, and yet it's still happening.
Rubio says many companies have already taken steps to ensure their supply chains do not include products made by the forced labor of China's Uyghur population, and those who haven't will no longer be able to